Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with Danielle Beck from NCBA on tax reform. In just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
High-quality seed wheat this fall can help you produce a better wheat crop next June, and Peeper Seed Wheat has 5 great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Peeper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Peeper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Peeper, 580-541-1949. House and Senate Republicans from the tax writing committees, along with the Trump administration, rolling out a blueprint for tax reform this last week. Danielle Beck, who's Director of Governmental Relations for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their D.C. office, she's essentially their expert on tax issues in the D.C. office, and she says what really jumps out at the cattle industry immediately is the inclusion of full and complete repeal of the estate tax.
So we are thrilled that President Trump and Republican leadership continue to maintain their commitment to full permanent repeal of the death tax. We're really lucky that a number of our allies on Capitol Hill and that President Trump, you know, one of our greatest allies, that he recognizes and they recognize the burden that the death tax places on agricultural producers. It's one of the biggest challenges producers face when it comes to generational transfers. And if we want future generations of agricultural production here in the United States to continue, we need to repeal the death tax once and for all.
Daniel Beck says that's a big win for the cattle industry to have that in the initial blueprint. It'll be important to carry it on through to the final tax reform package, she says. She says one of the worries for the cattle industry is how the tax reform will end up treating interest as a deduction.
And it's critically important that our producers, whether they file as C-Corps or LLCs or, you know, S-Corps or pass-throughs, you know, that they be able to deduct that expense, whether it's for, you know, a loan is taken out for the purchase of land or in the form of annual operating loans to pay for feed, equipment, cattle, you know, you name it. And we are a little concerned about how this could impact our industry.
And Danielle says it's not just deduction on interest that could be modified. She says literally everything is on the table.
The devil really is in the details. If you look at the language in the proposal, the framework includes eliminations for exemptions, deductions, and credits on the individual side. And it also it instructs lawmakers to look at the corporate side and modernize tax rules to better reflect the economic reality and provide little opportunity for tax avoidance for businesses. And it talks about industry-specific tax regimes. This means that whether it's cash accounting, like-kind exchanges, the step-up in basis, you name it, everything is on the table and it's up for negotiation. You know, staffers on the Hill in the meeting yesterday, they reiterated that at this point in time, nothing is set in stone, and that if we want to see these provisions, which are so critical for agriculture, maintained in a modern tax code, we need to start communicating, or we need to continue communicating with our lawmakers on the Hill. Particularly, they need to hear from their constituents.
Danielle tells us that one way that you can actually get more information on the NCBA's position on this tax reform blueprint is to go to their specialty website that they've developed. It's cattlemenfortaxreform.com, all spelled out, all lowercase, cattlemenfortaxreform.com. There's actually a sample letter that you can send to your lawmakers that expresses your desire regarding tax reform. But she says beyond that, you can also make some contact directly to your lawmaker. And she says it's important that this start happening right away, as literally this week, they're going to be starting on first of all, a budget proposal and then turn to tax reform.
Both the House and Senate intend to consider budget resolutions, and the goal is to have a conference budget agreement passed by the end of October. Once a budget resolution has passed, we will finally see tax reform legislation. This means that we've got a little bit of time, but not too much, to really hit the message home with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Beyond our website, Never underestimate the power of a phone call. All of the information to contact Congress is listed online, both on our website, the Beef USA website, and congress.gov.
Tax specialist for the D.C. Office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Danielle Beck. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.